Disaster assistance has been announced for 37 of the worst affected areas following Monday's supercell. That includes $180 for individuals and $900 for a family of five or more. Activated suburbs include Bribie Island, Woodford, Wamuran, Sandstone Point, Torbal and Upper Caboolture, while Noosa Shire Council and Sunshine Coast Regional Council will also receive funds for their counter-disaster operations and the reconstruction of essential public assets. Just over 1,000 homes across Noosa and the Sunshine Coast are still without power this morning. Rural Fire Service Queensland has just taken delivery of new fire prediction technology thanks to a partnership with Energy Queensland. The new gear will help local firefighters predict how bushfires will behave and can measure weather on the fire ground and moisture content in fire fuel. Speaking at the partnership announcement at Landsborough this week, Deputy Chief Officer Southeast Region John Welks says the equipment will go directly to training and supporting volunteer members.
This year, through the partnership arrangement, we've been able to secure funding for the purchase of bushfire simulator tables. So we use these table learning aids in our rural fire brigade stations right across Queensland to be able to simulate real life scenarios and real life terrain and vegetation that our Rural Fire Service Queensland personnel will be going into. But we've also been able to secure funding for fine fuel moisture meters and some additional weather kits that are used by our crews, not only in the field during response, but also as part of our strategic hazard reduction operations.
The property market on the Sunshine Coast is continuing to boom. New figures released by Ray White and published by SC News Online reveal that the average house values at 20 locations have increased by more than 10% in the past 12 months. West Woombye topping the list after recording a price increase of 38%, followed by North Mullaney, Shelley Beach and Dickey Beach. Sunshine Coast-wide, average house prices eclipsed $1.24 million, up 13%, which is being put down to the continued post-COVID influx of new residents from interstate. And showers and a possible storm, not the best recipe for tomorrow's cruise ship visit. The Viking Orion, carrying more than 900 passengers, is expected to stop by Mooloolaba on Saturday. Weather-dependent, passengers will be brought to shore to spend the day exploring our attractions.